This is KTOO Public Media's June Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and our next guests are here to talk about this year's AWARE Women of Distinction. Please welcome AWARE ED Sarah Lynn Tabachnik and one of this year's Women of Distinction, Jordan Nigro. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. Executive Director Sarah Lynn Tabachnik, when is the Women of Distinction celebration this year?
This year we're celebrating on March 9th, which is just under 2 weeks away. We'll be at Centennial Hall as usual. Doors open at 5:30. We have silent auction. We'll have music by Tom Loker and Clay Good, appetizers, a cash bar. And then the program begins at 7 p.m.
Okay. What makes a woman of distinction? How many years have you been doing this now?
This is our 23rd year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So the board of directors each fall solicits nominations from the community and then has the difficult job of selecting four women to honor. And what makes a woman of distinction? You know, she's done great things in the community, often underground. It's surprising to me how often I know the women who are nominated, you know, casually, and then I read about them and like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this. I didn't know this. I didn't know this. Anyway, it's really delightful and thrilling.
In case somebody doesn't know about what AWARE does, can you describe that for us, please?
Sure. Briefly, AWARE is Juno's Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Program. We offer comprehensive intervention services, crisis management services, as well as prevention services, because domestic and sexual violence are 100% preventable. We also offer men's programs, supportive transitional housing, and other community services.
Okay. How did you find Jordan Nigro? Or
well,
what do you know about her, among other things?
Well, interestingly, you know, one thing that's nice about this, at least for me, is I am so neutral. I don't get a vote in choosing the Women of Distinction. So despite my decades of working with Jordan and knowing her from her days back at Juno Youth Services, I just know her as Jordan. And then, of course, how she's grown and contributed to our community in so many ways, I think more than most people would realize.
I think a lot of our listeners will recognize Jordan's voice as the director at the Zach Gordon Youth Center. And like you mentioned from your time at JYS, Juno Youth Services, and SAIL.
Yeah.
Those are the main three places that I have been in my time in Juno.
I know it's going to be hard to get you to talk about yourself, Jordan, if I know you. But how did you feel when you got nominated for this?
Shocked, probably pretty shocked would be the good word. Sarah Lynn calls. Well, Sarah Lynn called in October, which is a very long time ago.
Yeah.
So pretty shocked. And then it gives you a lot of time to like ruminate on that shock.
I think about the organizations you've worked for, Zach Gordon Youth Center, SAIL, JYS, very community service style organizations. What is it about your, I guess, philosophy on life or approach to your career that's made you want to work in these organizations?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I like doing work where we're working together to make things better. However, that, you know, at JYS, I started there really thinking that it was going to be a summer job and then I was going to leave Alaska and go do, you know, some other more important thing. But then really I realized, oh, this work is pretty important. Maybe I should stay here and do this. But over time, you know, I was there for 10 years, and over time where I found that I enjoyed the work the most was when I was collaborating with community partners and we were sort of coming up with things and doing things together and starting to, you know, really not be just doing a thing in a program in sort of isolation, but doing things together and partnerships and stuff. And so that's kind of that partnership work is really probably the thread of what I enjoy doing in all of my different positions, and obviously working with people, specifically youth. But I think the partnership stuff is really what I like the best. I think when we can work as a community on things, it's just so much more fun.
This might be a hard question, but what is a collaboration or a project that you've participated in over the years that you're proud of?
Well, you know, I mean, I think there's a few different things, but like I think some of it, like for example, Sarah Lynn's organization has a lot of prevention programming. And so I have partnered with the prevention programs at AWARE for many years. And some of that has, you know, way, way back when that was like healthy relationships classes for kids. And and we partnered with doing some of those activities at JYS, which didn't used to happen. And then, you know, that has shifted over time to now, you know, the Violence Prevention Coalition does a lot of different things, and I've been fortunate to be at the table for some of that work. And I think so I think like a lot of it is just many of us see each other at the same meetings and the same coalitions and, you know, different coalitions and but the same faces. And so I think there's just been lots of fun stuff that has come out of those partnerships. You know, I just actually left a meeting with Sea Alaska and Goldbelt and AWARE and Teen Council talking about this We Belong Here basketball leadership camp that's going to happen over spring break. So, you know, that stuff is just really fun. We can just do so much more together than we can do individually in our own silos. So,
what has impressed you, Sarah Lynn, about Jordan?
I think in addition to her being a great partner and really the work we can do together is much greater than we can do individually, also is Jordan's willingness to speak out. You know, when she sees an injustice, she's willing to call it, name it, and there's so much power in naming.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have too much time left, but I am looking forward. We get to meet the additional women of distinction as we get closer.
Right.
Right. And so, again, it's on March 9th at Centennial Hall.
March 9th, right. We'll be honoring, along with Jordan, Susan McCauley, Francine Eddie Jones, and Janine Reap.
Okay. And if we want to get tickets, where should we get those?
Online at awareak.org, or you can call AWARE at 586-6623.
And if I remember correctly from years past, a nice meal. We get to hear speeches from the women of distinction.
That's right. Really nice catered dinner. Each of the women speaks for about 6 or 7 minutes about what inspires her.
And that website once more?
www.awareak.org.
Thank you so much, Sarah Lynn Tabachnik. She's the executive director of AWARE, and we also were speaking with one of this year's women of distinction, Jordan Nigro. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.